We're joined now by Knoxville girls soccer coach Bethany Johnson on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KRLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, let's begin by talking about Thursday's match against Centerville. Another opportunity, but just didn't get any goals and just didn't go your way a lot of times.
We had a lot of shots on goal. They just didn't fall through. Their goal against us was just unlucky. Hit the crossbar and just dipped down, and it crossed the line, so that counted as a goal. But we had a lot of chances, a lot of improvement from our through balls to going down line and our run throughs. It'll eventually get there.
You know, what do you tell the girls? You know, I know last couple of matches against Atlantic and against Centerville, you know, real good shots, but then you look up and you don't win, but they seem to still be, having fun, kind of hopping around here before practice and, normal everyday things.
Yes. We do a lot of team bonding. So like we do like wild goose chase, and I had the captains run a practice one time. It's just to get that connection with the players. So then we're not like nitpicking at each other, because then if we're nitpicking, then we're just going to just give up.
Captain's running practice, how different was that?
It was very different, because I was like, I'm not doing anything. I can't tell you guys what to do. But it was fun. And I think the boys were here early, and they were like, what kind of thing was that? And I was like, I don't know. I had no idea what they came up with. They just asked me if I had a yoga ball, and that was it. So I brought it.
Well, I mean, that's a great way to keep things light and lighten the mood and everything. But, you do still have some matches to play. What are you trying to work on here in practice and, as you get ready for Monday?
Passes to feet and not giving up after we get the ball taken away from us. Try and get it back and win every single 50-50 ball that we can.
You mentioned earlier in the season that, you kind of were clustering, which can't do that. How much has that improved?
Sometimes the girls don't use their voice to say that I go or I got it, and we kind of had that scenario probably twice last night, but as soon as like halftime hit and I said it again, we didn't really have an issue with it.
Some of the girls, what are you seeing in some of these girls, especially the younger ones who some of them, this is their first time that, they're playing soccer.
Mm-hmm. They self-doubt a lot. They don't know really what to expect because they have never played. So they want to make sure that they're doing the right thing, where they need to go. And sometimes I switch them to, like, left or right or center, mid or forward. And they're like, okay, so it's the opposite. And they get confused, and then we just go through it real quick. And they're like, okay, I got it. And then they just go.
Talking to Bethany Johnson, Knoxville girls soccer coach on KNIA KRLS. At this point, what's more important, improving or maybe getting that first win?
Probably just improving right now. This is just going to be a rebuilding year, and next year it's going to be a whole different story.
As you looked at your regional pairing, your thoughts on that? Obviously, you were going to get a first round game regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm glad it's Sheraton, because I would really like that game back. So I'm happy that it is Sheraton.
Yeah, and 2-1 loss earlier. What kind of things can you do against Sheraton that maybe you can flip the script on them?
Yeah, I've requested for their film. They have not gave that to me yet. So I'm assuming that they probably won't. Maybe they will. I'll probably have to reach out to other people. But so I'm just going to break down all that, rewatch it, break it down, and see what else we can improve on. I'd rather do that like right now so we can get ready for it than our other games. We can just go out and play our game and know what to expect then and then change some things up.
Clark coming up, I believe it's one of the last home games that you have this year. What are you looking forward to in that matchup Monday?
I haven't really looked them up much on Bound, but they're very competitive with us, and so is Creston. They have lost, they've lost a lot of people just like us, and they're trying to rebuild, I think, as well. So just, I would love to get the W. I would love to get goals in the net, but sometimes we just got to work on just building up that confidence in them to take a shot on goal, to get stronger kicks, to be aware of where they are at on the field, because sometimes they get confused on where they're at and then they just turn around and shoot and they're like, oh, I'm like 20 yards away, why did I even do that?
Is that senior night as well for you?
On Monday, yes, with the doubleheader with the boys. Our game starts at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, you don't have a lot of seniors, but the ones you have are, you know, they're going to, they've went through this season, but they've stayed with it, and I'm sure they've been just, you know, great to have on the team.
Yes, they are. I would love to have Peyton and Elena come back, like, come and play just for that game, just, like, sub them in. Or get them in and then sub them right out, like stop the time. But I don't know if that will happen, just so they could just get the recognition that they deserve. Because, you know, if they weren't injured, they would be playing this whole time. So,
all right. Good luck to you. We'll see you Monday.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks.
That's Bethany Johnson, Knoxville girls soccer coach. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA KRLS.